This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer's Report. One of the more interesting campaigns that Acorn is engaged in Britain is the ongoing housing crisis over the shortage of affordable homes and rental units, focusing on the explosion of second homes and holiday homes. Holiday homes are a pleasant-sounding euphemism for what would be known in the U.S. as Airbnbs and other short-term rentals. Certainly, Airbnb and the like have been contentious issues in a number of cities, especially popular tourist areas in the U.S. like San Francisco, New York City, and New Orleans. The unsettled argument in the war of back-and-forth statistics is whether or not these short-term rentals are reducing rental housing stock and fueling unaffordability. In many neighborhoods, there seems no doubt. In England, Acorn is having some success in our campaigns to curtail its expansion. I learned in Brighton that we'd want a moratorium on approval of additional holiday homes and second homes. Brighton, in the south of England along the coast, is well known as an English tourism mecca. In Cornwall, short-term rentals have also become a nuisance, driving out other rentals. In Yorkshire in the north, I read in a local paper there, the Yorkshire Post, that some communities are trying to address the expansion of such homes in their area, known for its grace and beauty in England, by doubling the council taxes for second homes that are not full-time permanent residents. The council tax in the United Kingdom is the equivalent of a city community collective property tax. I would assume that would be legal in the U.S. as well, since city councils and assessors are empowered to adjust the property taxes for sundry reasons, whether economic development, neighborhood rehabilitation, or other purposes seen as advancing the public good, even if mostly they are currying favor from special interest. Earlier in the year, the Acorn Board approved a set of demands on short-term rentals. Acorn supports mandatory registration of all entire home holiday rentals and owners onto a national database with the ability for local councils to submit reports. Mandatory licensing, requirement of health and safety certificates, caps on such rentals, rescinding licenses where there's a nuisance, increasing council tax on such rentals, blocking registrations of small business in order to escape residential taxes, which is common, and banning conversion of public housing units into holiday accommodations, among other things. This is a fight with a lot of public support and one where we're making progress. It'll be interesting to see how it expands and picks up steam around the country. This is Wade Renske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.